Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Parshas Chayisara. Today's shiur is based on the Chida in the Sefer Chaimis Anach and in the Sefer Nachal Sayrik. So it's a concept which got me into looking into when I was mavail a little bit more. So I'd like to share with you some of what I discovered. The Halaga Navi begins Sefer Melachim. This is the first words of Sefer Melachim. Vehamelach David Zaken. The King David was very old, ba bayamim, filled with days, coming of days, vayichasu v'abagadim v'lo yichamloi. We want to speak about the first five words, today's share. Vamelach David Zakin. So the Sefer Zera Berech Brechi Shapiro, who lived many hundreds of years ago, he asks why Sefer Melachim begins with a vav. You don't begin a new story with a vav. And if you ever find it in Tanakh, and you do, then there's always a reason for it. You know, a vav is a chibur, it attaches to something earlier. So why are we beginning? V'hamelach, it's a brand new sefer Melachim, this week's Haftarah. V'hamelach David Zakin Bavadim, why are we beginning with a vav? So, he brings a famous chazal, which is in many, many, many places, in Pirkei Reb Lezer, and in Medrash Tehillim, and in Medrash Rav in a few places, and the Zohar Kaddish, a whole bunch of places, a very famous chazal, Malkut Shemoni, in the Parashas Bereishis, which says that Adam Arishon was shown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu every coming dar. Eila Sefer told us Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a preview of all the coming dars. When he came to David HaMelech, he saw David HaMelech was only supposed to live for 3 hours. And the Adam Arishon asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there a concept of matana in Shemayim? Is there a way to give away a gift of life to someone else? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him yes. I'll just interrupt this medrash to share with you that in the Sefer Chashuk Yechemim from Zilberstein, who has the most amazing, interesting shailas all the time, he brings a rayas and proofs from all over Kol Tera Kula, from amazing Sfarim. So in Maseches Kedushin, when it speaks about Arichas Yom and Daf Lamed Tes, he discusses the concept if one's actually allowed to give life to somebody else. And of course, he brings from Adon Rishon and some of the other things we will bring today. I would like to preface and say that there is a story, I don't remember where I saw, but I've heard it a few times, seen it, heard it, that when the Rosh Hashiva of Radin Yeshiva, Rav Naftali Trapp, the famous Granat, was sick, the Bachrim and Yeshiva decided to add from their own life and give to him, and they davened Hashem and take up from their own lives and give. They asked the Chafetz Chaim, who was like the altar, who was like the Manal, the Mashkiach of Yeshiva's Radin, how much he'd be willing to give, and he said he used to think about it. At the end, he came back and he said he's willing to give 1 hour. And they were shocked because they thought the Chafetz Chaim would give more. And he said, listen, it's a big sacrifice. You know what life is. You know how important it is. So it's not a pashut thing giving away life. It's not like some type of stam thing you can give away. But here we have other Mishnas asking, is it shayach to give life here in Shemaim? Because David is destined to only live 3 hours. Here, I'd like to once again interrupt myself, this might happen a few times today, and share with you the Parim Yafis, which says, in Parshas Bereishis, why was David supposed to live 3 hours? What's this 3 hours about? It's actually kind of not so famous, the 3 hours part. Most people just, when they say this over, they say he was supposed to be a Nathal, die right away as soon as he was born. Why 3 hours? What's Pshat in Medrash Rabbah and others that say 3 hours? So he brings his amazing Rashi in Tehillim, where it says in Tehillim, very famous pasuk, we say Shabbos morning, ki elef shanim be'einecha, ki yoyim esmoil, ve'yashmur ve'loyla. So Rashi explains, in Rashi is Tunis Chayis, in Tehillim, but they both come out, the Sada Shav of these Tunis Chayis, Rashi says, that 1,000 human years is equal to, listen to this, is equal to 1 day and 1 mishmar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mishmar of the night. The Gemara and Brachas discussed at the beginning that a Mishmar, according to one man the Yomer, is a quarter of the night, so like 3 hours, or maybe 4 hours. So a day plus a Mishmar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same as 1,000 years by us. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Arishon, says Rashi, that B'yoyim HaChochim Enu Mais Tam is a day you eat from, you're going to die, so you only get 1 day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's not even 1,000 years. Adam can't even get 1,000 years, he can only get 970 years. Because if he wanted 1,000 full years, it would have to be a yoyim and a mishmar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem only allowed him a yoyim. That's Rashi. We'll see in a moment how the Panim Yafis, why he argues on this Rashi, based on the Medrash. And based on that, we're going to come back and explain why the Rav was supposed to have 3 hours. But let's just continue. Says the Medrash, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Adam, yes, there's a musav of giving away life. Amazing. There's a musav of giving away life here in Shamayim. And once again, like I said, I'm going to interrupt myself. There is a story which is known by the Telzers. I was Zechel in Telz Yeshiva, grew up there, was born there. And a little boy, there was a super tireless special yid called Rav Avram Elbaz, the gigantic tzaddik, a huge masmid, who is always, always filled with simcha. And I knew him when I was younger, and then when he was older, he lost his legs from, I think, diabetes. He was still mali simcha and still learning and so happy to make the bracha smile in yeshiva any which way. He was considered one of the biggest bekiyim in Maseches Chulin. I heard from one of his sons, Rav Moshe Feinstein, said he's the biggest baki in the Dar in Maseches Chulin. And he was a Talmud Muvok of the Reshiva of Telz of Eliyahu Meir Bloch, who brought him or was involved in him coming from Morocco to Telz Yeshiva. And he was so close with him. We know, everybody knows, Rav Eliyahu Meir Bloch had gotten very, very sick once. He was almost nifter. And then he lived a couple more years. And then he was nifter on the same day when he originally gotten sick. This is something which was known for many years in yeshiva. Even though Eliyahu Meir was nifter relatively young, but he had gotten sick, was almost passed away. Then he got strong and lived a few more years and then got better. Many, many years later, they decided, and he tells yeshiva, to go clean the Aron Kodesh, which was hardly ever done. Who goes and cleans the Aron Kodesh out? They took out all the Sefer Torah. There's a whole bunch of Sefer Torah in Telz Yeshiva. And they found under the rug, because there was a rug where the Sefer Torah would sit on in yeshiva. And they pulled back the rug. I don't even know why they thought to do that. Underneath, they found a piece of paper written by Ravram Elbaz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who has very special, amazing kids, all been doing amazing things all over the world, all over America. And Ravram Elbaz had handwritten a note, etc., where he's giving his Rebbe years of his own life to Rebbe Eliyahu Meir Bloch. And I don't know exactly where when I heard the story, but I definitely heard the story by his Levaya, when Reb Chaim Stein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Heilige Reshiva, said over the story and said that now by Ravram Elbaz Levaya, he really could have lived longer, should have lived longer. But because of his Yediz, his Chavivus for his Rebbe, he gave away those years. So this is an amazing thing that, you know, really works, and it happens nowadays. Again, Chabad Chaim, in the previous story, taught us it's not like a hefkerdik thing. But let's get back to this Medrash. So Medrash continues and says that Adam Rishon said, okay, I'm giving him 70 years. Farshim explain, Inyan of seven, David HaMelech is the seventh from the Ushpizin, and times 10, I don't know, different Hezberim, why he gave Dafka 70 years. Again, a lot of this stuff is Kabbalistic and can't get into that because I don't get it myself. So he gave him 70 years. Now, the Shla, when he brings this Medrash in the Siddur HaShla in Tzuki Dezimra, he adds that when Adam Rishon actually was ready to pass away, when time came to pass away, he regretted. He says, 930 years, I want another 70 years. I want to take it back. Hashem told him, listen, one of your descendants is going to be Yaakov, who made a neder. Yidur Yaakov, neder Lamar, Mir El Kimimadi, and he kept his neder. And if Yaakov Avinu, who Kabbalistically is a big Hemshech of Adam Rishon, like we'll see soon, he's considered Mamisha, the Mesakin of the Chait of Adam Rishon, and that's why Yaakov Avinu Laimeis gets to live forever, because he went back to Adam Rishon before the Chait. So you definitely should not be breaking your word either, and Adam agreed. And the Shlach HaKadosh says, he heard that shot. Al tiftechuv and divim. Don't trust those people that donate. Ben Adam Shem is sure. Ben Adam referring to Adam Rishon himself. Don't trust them. Teiti ruchim. When it's time for him to die, then he has charata. He's like, forget about it. I want my life back. That's Adam Rishon. Even though he donated all his life, don't trust him. Ashi shekel Yaakov be'ezroi. So according to what this pshat right now, kel Yaakov be'ezroi is in the schus of Yaakov. Adam Rishon agreed to continue giving his life. So Adam Rishon, again, like we said, very, very, very bunch of Midrashim, says, gave 70 years to David HaMelech. So if the Panim Yafois, it can't fit into Rashi Pshat in Divrei Hayom, Rashi Pshat in Tehillim, that says that Adam only lived 930 years because he got a full day from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because then he had nothing to give away then. Hashem told him, Yemer Chochan Amayis Thomas, he has no years to give away to David. So according to the Medrash, we have to say a different shot in the Pasuk. The opposite. That one day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Parham Yafis at the end of Horatius, one day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equal to 1,000 years of a human together with another 3 hours. So 1,000 years plus 3 hours exactly is one Yom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Shmuel Bar Loy is going back on the human beings. Memeli says, Adam Rishon was supposed to live 1,000 years plus 3 hours, but he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he's only going to be going by the day part, and he's not going to be getting the extra 3 hours of night. And therefore, those 3 hours automatically went to the one who continues being Masakin, Adam Rishon. He said, Yaakov is Masakin, Adam Rishon, the Chet Adam Rishon. And Arizal teaches us that Adam is Rashi Tevis, Adam, David, Mashiach. Because David is also Masakin, and that's why David also is a David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, it's a Gemara, and it's a Giddush Levana. He also has his going back to Chet Adam Rishon, fixing all up. So automatically he had 3 of those hours, and Adam gave him another 70 years. Now Pidus of Parham Yavis answers an amazing thing, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, the Gemara is discussing with David HaMelech, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how long am I going to live? How long will my life be? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I can't exactly tell you, but Hashem told him, you're going to be Nifter on Shabbos. Now to be Nifter on Shabbos is very, very halachically complicated. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed actually says, when David passed away, Shlomo HaMelech had a problem with Mutzah, with his father's body, had to move it. David wanted to avoid all that. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph at the bottom, Hashem, can we please postpone it till Sunday? Can I live until Sunday? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you can't infringe on Shlomo being the Melech. Shlomo already supposed to be Melech from Sunday. So then he asked Friday. Hashem said, no, I'd rather, even if it's going to be complicated, your death, but I'd rather have another few hours, another day of you learning Torah. Now, how in the world, affected upon the office, could Adam ask to extend his life till Sunday? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Malish and the same Shal Sadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that they're Nifter exactly when certain time, which will be full years from when they were born. So if the date from when David was born to the year he's being Nifter, by year 70, comes out on Shabbos, how could he ask for it to be extended to Sunday? Tarid says, we know the reason why he says it's Kascha on Shabbos and Mincha. The Torah says, and Taisus and Menachos brings, is because 3 big tzaddikim were Nifter on Shabbos afternoon and Mincha time, Moshe, David, and Yosef. So David was Nifter 3 hours before the Shabbos is over in time in Mincha. So David said, listen, besides my 70 years, I also want to have the original 3 hours that I was supposed to have. So there is a tzad for him to be able to push it off the Moshe Shabbos, because it's 70 years plus 3 hours that he was supposed to have. So therefore he would have been Nifter Moshe Shabbos. Hashem told him, no, we can't infringe upon Shlomo HaMelech, therefore we're going to include the 3 hours into the 70 years somehow. Not sure exactly how. But that is why he was Nifter on Shabbos, but he had a Havamina to be able to push it off until Sunday. So that's the Mori Dekaparami office. Now, we had this Mahalach of this famous Medrash, that he was supposed to be Nifter right away when he was born, or 3 hours, and he was given the gift of life from Adam HaRishon. Just in that same Gemara, by the way, in that Shabbos Daf Lamed, the Gemara says when it came time for him to be Nifter, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get him, because David HaMelech, from that point on, when Hashem told him he'd be Nifter on Shabbos, he didn't waste a moment on Shabbos. David never wasted moments, but even the female Drigasai, he put an extra effort, the Isaac and Tyra call Shabbos, and the Yitzhahara can't come to someone who's being Isaac and not Evel and Tyra. People were Nifter from Tyra before, but I don't know, from that intense level of David HaMelech, it's not Shabbos, the Yitzhahara, the Satan, Malach HaMavis, to even approach and take away the person's life. So the Gemara says, the Satan had to go outside and make like a noise with a tree. So David went to look what was going on, and that was his responsibility to check Azmelech, and that's when he was able to get him. The Sefer Afiki Yehuda from the Talmidei Agra, he explains in Drush, one second, Afiki Yehuda, in Drush Yud Beis, he says that really since David really, really was not supposed to live more than 3 hours, so every moment of his life that he was given was a special gift, and he was only living with Schusim. You're living with Schusim, you have to be extra Isaac and Tyra, and the moment you start being extra Isaac and Tyra, that's how the Malach HaMavis was able to get him exactly at that moment. Now this is again one very, very famous Mahalach that David got his years from Adam Rishon, and Alpi this, they're matched with so many beautiful pesukim, so many beautiful divrei Torah all over. Lamashal, many mefarshim from the Al Shech Netziv and whole Mayil Diskin and tons of other mefarshim from Achrayim. They all say that's why by Adam Rishon, when he passes away, there's a very interesting lashon in the pasuk in Bereishis you don't find anywhere else. It says in Bereishis, Elu Shnoisav Asher Chai. These are the years that you live. Then it says 970. By all the other days from Adam to Noach, from Noach to Avraham and everywhere else, you never find his lashon. You hardly find his lashon Asher Chai, except by Avraham Avinu. We'll see in a moment. This week's Pasha. Why Asher Chai? There it says, because Adam Rishon really had more than 930 years. He had 1,000 years. But Asher Chai, these are the years of those which he lived, because there are 70 of them he gave away. But Adam, by Avraham Avinu, this week's Pasha also says, Avraham Avinu lived 175 years, and the Torah says Asher Chai, which he had lived. Why? So the same shot. Because Avraham Avinu really is supposed to live 180 years, Rashi says. He lost 5 years because the day that he turned 175 is the day that Esav went off the derech, became an apikaris, and did a whole bunch of averes, like the Gemara says in Bava Basra. Because Baruch Hu did not want Avraham Avinu to suffer from having his Nabach, his grandson, go off the derech in such a horrible fashion. Because Baruch Hu said, I promised him, he covered b'seva d'hoiva, so Hashem had him be nifter 5 years earlier. Actually, in the Yoitzris and Shabbos Parshas Zohar, so there is a few mentions of his first big sin that Esav did, and Haman and Amalek, the first big Avera, was killing Avraham Avinu. They're considered Reitzchim for having caused him to be Nifta 5 years earlier. But anyways, it comes that he didn't live all his originally allotted years, and that's why Avraham Avinu also says Asher Chai 175. Otherwise, he would have lived 180 years. So there are some mamish, a whole bunch of things are explained based on this pasuk of Adam Rishon. We will now move on to the second part, and we'll go back to the Navi. There is a Zohar Kaddish in Parshas Vayishlach, which is brought down also many Sfarim. Zohar Kaddish says that where did David get 7 years from? He's supposed to be nifter right away. Why he lived 7 years? A whole new mahalach. We just said Avraham was supposed to live 180 like his son Yitzchak. But he only lived 175. 5 years were cut off from Avraham Avinu's life. So 5 years from Avraham, where did they go? Yaakov Avinu lived 147 years. He should have lived 175 like Zayda Avram. For some reason, you don't compare him to Yitzchak. No, in the Baal Turim, everybody knows, says that he lost 33 years. It counted from Yitzchak. But the Zohar Kaddish says, compared to Avram, he lost 28 years. He lost those years maybe for the same thing, for the way he spoke to Paro, or other things, or because of what he said to Rachel, or the klal he gave to Rachel. Rachel nifter because of him. Whatever it was, he lost 28 years. Where does 28 years go? Where does koyach years go? Koyach, 28 years. Where did they go? Yosef lived 110 years. Perish the pasuk and the end of Sefer Bereishis. And he was missing from his father Yaakov's years, who lived 147, 37 years. So to recap, Avraham Avinu lost 5 years compared to Yitzchak. Yaakov lost 28 years compared to Avram. And Yosef lost 37 years compared to Yaakov. A total of 70. So the Zohar, these 70 years, 5 from Avram, 28 from Yaakov, 37 from Yosef, went to David HaMelech. And explains why the Kabbalah and the Arizal explains it more. Kabbalah just saw that they're explaining it. But these are the facts, the numbers. So the Arizal himself asks, and the Chida brings this in a few places, why didn't David live 140 years? And he got 70 from Adam and 70 from the Avis, Avraham, Yaakov, and Yosef. So a number of answers. One answer is, we know that the Gemara says David HaMelech did not really sleep at night. He slept sheets and nishma like a shina sus, never gets into a deep sleep, never gets to his REM or his RAM sleep, he never got into any of that stuff. He was kulei oisik b'tayra. So David HaMelech, unlike most people who have day when they're awake and night when they're not functioning, day and night, he had double life because of that. And that comes out to 140. That is one mahalach that the Chida says. There's another mahalach that some people say that since Adam Rishon had regrets, like we said, so it kind of ruined it, and he needed a new life from the Avos. But the main mahalach that Arizal says, and the Chida brings also, is that Adam Rishon's years were imperfect years. Hashem told them, so they were dead years. They were years. Maybe it was Isaac B'tshuva. We have any musik in the godless of Adam Rishon, but they were years which were not perfect. They were years which were pogum, which were defective years. And in order that David shouldn't get defected years, Adam Rishon years needed to be fixed up. And that's what Avram, Yaakov, and Yosef were doing. They were always working in Misak and the Chet of Adam Rishon, like you said. That Yaakov is Loimeis, and David, Chai V'Kayam. So there was an thing that they were always trying to fix up the Chet of Adam Rishon. So they were fixing and making his years perfect. So those 70 years from Adam needed a process to be improved upon by the Avos, Avram, Yaakov, and David. So that's what they were doing. They were fixing up those 70 years. It wasn't an additional 70 years according to this. So that's how the other years which he got from Adam and the years which he got from Avram, Yaakov, and David all go together. They're not a stira with each other. They all fit in with each other. So after this Dhamma, we can go back to the Haftarah and see how the Chidah again in a few places explains the beginning of the Haftarah. We said that the Zerach Beirach asked a question, first of all, why does Hanavi begin V'Hamelach David Zaken with a Vav? We asked this earlier. And also, V'Hamelach David Zaken, he's old, he's 70 years old, it's later on, in the next parak in Malachim, it says that he passed away, he was 70 years old. Why is that Zaken? It's not so old. People lived much older back then. They make Cheshbonis with Yishai, how old he was, and Rus, how old she was. People were alive, much older than David in his time. Much, much older. Teretz is the Vav. The Vav is saying, and with David, it's a Vav Achibur, being Meramis, the Adam and Melech David, Va'amelech going back in Adam Rishon, Melech David together with Adam Rishon, Zokin together, they become one unit of being old. And the Zerah Berach says that Pshat, Nari Yisi Gamzakanti, the side of David. David Melech says, and tell him, Nari Yisi Gamzakanti, what are you? Nari you Zokin. Nari Yisi, I am actually young because I'm 70 years old. Gamzakanti, because I also am together with Adam Rishon. And together, it makes 1,000 years. That's Ba'abayomim. Ba'abayomim attached with a whole bunch of years put together. Based on this, the Chidah takes it further and says, the Soifei Teves of Amelach David Zokin Ba'abayomim, means the last letter of those five words, Chof, Dalet, Nun, Aleph, and Mem. What we have in there, what do we have? We have the letters Aleph, Dalet, Mem, which is Adam, and we also have a Chof and a Nun, which is 20 and 50 together, 70. So Adam, 70. Adam 70, meaning that Amelach David Zaken, Baba Yamim, how did he get those 70? Because of Adam, who gave him Kaf and Nun, gave him 70. The only interesting thing about this Seifi Tevis is that the Kaf and Nun are not together. So the Kaf and Nun should have been together. He says, yeah. You know why it's not together? Because those years were pogum. Those years were defective, like we said. They needed the tikkun of the Avos, who fixed up and perfected those years, which was the Avodah of the Avos, to go back, to bring the world back to before Chet Adam Rishon. And that's why the years are mentioned effectively. But beginning, if you look at the Rashi Tevis of these words, V'Hamelach David Zakin Baba Yamim, Vav Dalet Zayin Beis Beis, that's Gematria 21. 21 stands for, is the Rashi Tevis of Avram, Yaakov, and Yosef. Aleph of Avram, Yud of Yaakov, Yud of Yosef, which is Gematria 21. So here we're told that they are the ones that made that the years which we spoke about in the Sefer Tevis should get a real ticking through those years. So really, it's a little bit late. Shear wise, it's a little bit long this year. But again, there's so much more, so much to add. If you look in Sfarim a little bit, we'll say mamish beautiful things based on these Yesaidis of where David HaMelech was living from. Like we said one thing, that Avram, these are the years which Adam was chai, because he had given years away. Masha'en came by Yaakov, and even though Yaakov lost years, says in a real discount, doesn't have to say in the Torah Asher Chai, because it's not shy to say Bim Asher Chai, because he's still alive. Because Yaakov Avinu, Lai Meis, like it says, the Mayan Shal Torah saw beautifully brings, V'nechi Selas V'lo Yish Cherpas Adam of Zuyam, which that is, V'nechi Selas V'lo Yish, David HaMelech says, I'm a worm, I'm nothing, Cherpas Adam, I'm so ashamed from Adam Rishon, he gave me this whole life, and I didn't use my life at all. That's what David HaMelech says in his humility. Of course, we know that David HaMelech was Mayadik, but David HaMelech was an honor of Mikodam. He says, I'm a almost like Moshe Rabbeinu. He's on the Medrash, lists him as the top six ever, and he says, the years I got from Adonai, I'm so ashamed I didn't use the gift of life which he gave me properly. It's one more thing. Rabbi Yaakov Abu Chaser in the Sefer Betuchi Chaisam, amazing Sefer, very, very, I don't know, about a quarter of it's easily understandable. He says, Yisrael Av es Yosef Mikol Banav, ki ben zekunim hu loy. Ben zekunim hu is Rashi Tevis, 14 Gematria David, means that he was so thrilled with Yosef because he saw Yosef is going to is going to be adding to the zekunim, to the other Aves of Raman Yaakov, and giving David life. And Loi is 36 with the Kyle is 37. So he's ben zekunim hu loy. He loved Yosef because he saw Yosef is going to be mashlim, mesakin, and make David a melech, who's regal, revid, and merkava, and make him perfect. And that's why he gave him Ksainis Pasim. Pasim, the gematria of Pasim, plus the four letters of Pasim, is gematria the same thing as Yosef, plus 37, because Yosef had given 37. So, you know, a little bit of a musig in David HaMelech, things aren't pashtig, you know, just alive, whatever, things are a gift, life needs to be appreciated, and just finish with this last thing, the Sefer again, Rabbi Yaakov Abu Chaserim, Sefer Betuchi Chaisim says, that's Pshat Lecha Hashem Achaseh. Because it says before the Tehillim, Achas Diber Lekim, Shaim Zu Shamati. Hashem tried to give me life once for Adam. It didn't work. Adam Ad Charata. Shaim Zu Shamati. The second time, help me. Lecha Hashem Achaseh, but Hashem, I know that it's really all from you, even if someone else gave me life. You inspired that person. All was a result of what that person gave me. So thank you, Hashem, for every moment of my life. Even if that doctor, that person, that Rav, that Sadiq gave me life, I know, Hashem, that ultimately it was all you, and everything comes from you. The Shabbos.